Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you really just drop some Rick James on us?
Well, this is how the whole thing got started. I was talking to Craig about Rick James. I was listening to this at the gym today.
Way to get motivated.
Super sounds of the 80s, everybody.
It is Dukes and Bell. I wonder if Rich McKay roller skated back in the day.
I'm sure he did. And he even knows where Astro Skate in Newport Richey is because, you know, his dad was coaching the Bucks.
All right, let's talk to him. He is the president of our Atlanta Falcons. Off the beaten path, Rich, did you roller skate back in the day?
Absolutely not.
Come on.
At no time did I ever even contemplate the roller skates. No.
Even
I skateboard now.
Okay.
You know, California dude, you know, right. with the skateboard, but no. The roller skates, they never fit my world, no.
Wow. I just figured, you know, your dad coaching at USC, you'd be on a strand somewhere in Venice or something, you know, doing your thing. No?
No. Right. Didn't happen.
Hey, Rich, let's start first with the Mexico City debacle. And from your experience, how a decision like this is made. Obviously, the schedule's made way in advance. And you know, you don't know how these situations play out. I think the NFL got it right. You didn't want to put the Chiefs. Or for that matter, the Rams players in danger. But how does this process work?
Yeah, so I know a lot of people that were there and working on the scene. And, in fact, there are still people there because they're not flying home till, you know, Monday or Tuesday, I guess Tuesday of next week. Very, very distressful situation. So realize that whether it's going to be at Wembley Stadium or whether it's going to be, you know, in Mexico City, the league is going to have a bunch of its own people. They're going to hire locals, but they're going to also have their own people go in and deal with issues like locker room, press box, and field. And the field becomes very important because when we first started going to Wembley, you know, there were a lot of complaints, hey, the field's too hard, right. It's set up for soccer. It's not really a football field. And the league did a lot of things, and it you don't hear that anymore. And it's quickly adjusted. I think in Mexico City, there was an issue. I remember a game a few years ago where there were literally chunks of grass coming out and the field was pretty soft. So I think this time around, the league put a lot of time and effort in. They've been in there, you know, probably a year in advance dealing with the field. And then as I understand it, once that concert occurred, the concert just had a really, really bad effect on the field, and they could not recover. There just wasn't enough time between that concert and this game coming up Monday night to get the field in a position where you could even call it playable.
So you don't want to blame your local partners, but it is what it is. And guys ask us all the time, why do we do this? Remember, Rich, we were in Japan in 05 with the Falcons and the Colts. Is it all about the business model, just growing the brand? What is the end game?
Yeah, so it's interesting, Mike. I did a thing with all of our associates today. We did kind of a town hall where we kind of go through all the different businesses, all of Arthur's different businesses with, you know, 450 or so associates. And one of the things I told them is that when you look at the international business today, just the business model, revenue, expense, and the exposure, the business model is really good right now for the NFL. And that's not something that was true, you know, 10 years ago. We had an international business, but it was an expense. It wasn't a revenue item, and it was really to play, as we did, those preseason games in Tokyo or NFL Europe, which was, you know, not successful. But the regular season games have been incredibly successful. They've really moved the needle for us from a brand awareness standpoint and from a fan avidity standpoint of watching our games on Sky TV in the UK and Germany and in many other places in Europe. So they've been very successful. In Mexico City, well, first of all, Canada is a pretty successful place for us from the TV viewership standpoint. And then in Mexico City, this is something that has been talked about. I think the Mexico Tourism Bureau really wanted to house these games. And so it's growing the brand. It's growing awareness of football. It's staying in front of it. The NBA has done a really good job of this internationally, and it's a shame because I think that, you know, there was a lot of effort put in to get to this game to where it was. I think there was money put into the stadium to get the stadium ready, and then to not be able to play the game is disappointing.
It's Rich McKay, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. We got the Cowboys coming up. We'll talk to Rich about that. I want to get to these flex games and, you know, the NFL's process of flexing these games. First of all, why didn't we think of this years ago? It seems like this has been around, but, man, this just makes total sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It all gets into the window of where you could flex, right? And really, I think the league is, you know, first they worked on it, Carl, and went, okay, we know we can flex from 1 to 4. That's pretty doable. Then all of a sudden we created this new package called Sunday Night Football, and we said, hey, you know what? We can flex all day long from Sunday at 1 to 8. And so, flexing really on the same day becomes pretty easy. As soon as you begin to talk about, which we've done this year even, hey, we're going to move a game to Saturday in December, and we're going to tell you 6 weeks before, that's a challenge now for the teams that you tell, because all of a sudden hotels become an issue. Airline becomes an issue. Your fans that are going to that game and bought tickets become an issue. So flexing to other days becomes very challenging. Flexing day of is absolutely in all of our best interests, so that late in the year you're going to see games but between teams that are still very competitive.
Rich McKay's with us, guys, president of the Falcons, as now we get ready for a big game with the Cowboys. Again, I know the team is, they've turned the page on whatever that was up in Cleveland, but now it's such a big, we call it a muddled mess, Rich, between the Rams and the Saints, and you get down to all these teams that compete. I mean, do you think we got the juice to get it done? Because obviously it all starts Sunday against Dallas if we're going to make the playoffs.
We do. We definitely have. We definitely have the juice, Mike. Now we've got to, we've got to put it in order, right? So that starts with the Cowboy game. We got it going a little bit when we won our 3 in a row there. Even though the first two games were probably played in ways that were very close and right down to the last minute. I mean, you look at the Redskin game. That was a complete football game. Cleveland game was not what we wanted. It just wasn't what we wanted from a result standpoint and from a lot of different perspectives. You've got to quickly turn the page, though, because in our situation, in our setup, with where the NFC sits and the wild card positions still stand, there's plenty of football to be played. So I think it's nice to talk about the big picture and what we have to do and to get in, and do you have to get to 9 wins, do you have to get to 10 wins, what do you have to get to? I think what we have to get to is focus on Sunday. And Sunday will be an interesting, it'll be, they're coming off a big win, similar records, and it'll be a loud and raucous atmosphere, which is cool. That's what we want.
Rich, a couple of weeks ago, Bill Belichick was asked the question about Khalil Mack, and I don't know if I've ever seen him do this, but it was like he was asked the question about, is Khalil Mack as good as Lawrence Taylor? And basically, Belichick was like, listen, nobody is Lawrence Taylor. Who's the best player you ever seen with your eyes? You've been around football all your life. Your dad was a coach. With your own eyes, who's the best football player you've ever seen?
O.J. Simpson. Not really. I don't know who's close. Leroy Salmon was the most pleasurable player I ever got to watch, and I say it in that way because of the gentleman he was, of the incredible football player he was, of the teammate he was, just a different level in all of those, in all those buckets, and a great, great football player. But O.J. Simpson was, as a kid, when you watched his talent versus everybody else, there's just no real comparison. I mean, it's just a different league. And so that to me was, football player-wise, that was the greatest football player I ever saw.
It is Rich McKay, guys. He is in the competition committee. He's a guy that's been around the game of football his whole life. Rich, I know we got a couple of years before we get to the next wrangling over the CBA. We were talking, I know you can't talk about specific personnel, but the Le'Veon Bell thing, it's hard to imagine owners being happy about him working the system the way he is and then potentially getting paid. Is this something they're going to address? I mean, changing the way the franchise tag and all these things work?
No, Mike, I don't think so. I think the franchise tag, has served players and has served the league pretty well. I mean, I think that it's a system that, everybody, can say they're uncomfortable with it at times based on individual situations. But in reality, the majority of players who have gone under the franchise tag have ended up getting multi-year deals. There have been players that have played on the franchise tag for 1 or 2 years and then got multi-year deals from other teams. I think the system, the way it's currently set up from a franchise tag standpoint, works fine. listen, the player made us a choice that he's entitled to under, you know, the terms of the collective bargaining agreement. And it may feel unpopular. It may feel however people want to perceive it, but he made that choice. And I think all of us that are within the system, as long as we're operating within the rules, that seems to be a rule and seems to be a system, meaning the franchise tag, that it's actually served the league well.
It's interesting. This Le'Veon thing had a lot of people wondering, and I think still wondering, what owner may reward a behavior of a player who was offered a fair deal and then walks away from it, and then some other team, Rich, is going to offer him a lot more money. I mean, Mike and I have been kind of throwing that around. We'll see in the offseason. Hey, good luck Sunday. Cowboys coming in. It's always big, and we know, as always, your countdown to the Super Bowl, but we'll get past that after Thanksgiving. We'll talk more about the Super Bowl. Thanks again.
Ben, I appreciate it. I appreciate you not talking too much about the Browns game because I'm on to the Cowboys.
There's nothing more to say, Rich.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Boss. That's the boss, El Presidente of your Atlanta Falcons, Rich McKay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.